This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Patient hearing tips for high-stakes moments when you cannot afford to react. How to hold your ground and truly listen when the pressure is highest. In short, patient hearing is not about being passive. It is about staying present and in control when the pressure is highest. So you respond with strength instead of reaction. Prepare your body and mind before the conversation starts, not during it. Silence your internal rebuttal long enough to hear what is actually being said. Use what you hear to respond with precision, not with whatever emotion surfaced first. Definition: patient hearing tips are practical techniques for staying fully attentive and non-reactive during high-pressure conversations with difficult people. They help you absorb what is genuinely being said, manage your own internal response, and reply with composure and clarity rather than instinct. A project leader I know lost a key client because he stopped listening halfway through a difficult call. The client was angry and, honestly, not being entirely fair. My friend got defensive, interrupted twice, and missed the one thing the client actually needed to say. He heard the tone and reacted to it. He never heard the substance. The contract ended that afternoon. Patient hearing is one of the most demanding skills in professional life. Not because it requires great intelligence, but because it requires you to override what your body wants to do when you feel attacked. Your instinct is to defend, to correct, to fire back. The discipline of patient hearing asks you to sit with discomfort long enough to actually understand what is in front of you. This article gives you a practical, step-by-step process for doing exactly that. By the end, you will have a clear method and a working checklist you can apply before your next difficult conversation. Why patient hearing falls apart under pressure. Most people think they're better listeners than they are. I include my younger self in that. The truth is that most of us listen well when things are calm and the other person is reasonable. The moment the pressure rises, that capacity collapses. Here is what actually happens in your body. When someone challenges you, criticizes you, or speaks to you with hostility, your nervous system registers a threat. Adrenaline enters your bloodstream. Your thinking narrows. You stop absorbing information and start preparing your response. Physiologically, you have left the conversation before it is over. This is not a character flaw. It is biology. But it does mean that patient hearing in high-stakes moments requires specific preparation. You cannot simply decide, in the heat of the exchange, to listen better. By then, the window has already narrowed. The work happens before and during, with deliberate technique, not willpower alone. If your team is already struggling with conversations that derail under pressure, understanding what the amygdala hijack is and how it silently blocks team synergy will give you useful context for why patient hearing is so difficult to sustain. What you need in place before the steps begin. Two things must be true before any technique will hold under real pressure. First, you need to accept that understanding someone is not the same as agreeing with them. Patient hearing requires you to genuinely receive what another person is saying, including things you find wrong, unfair, or painful. If you enter a difficult conversation believing your job is to win, your listening will always be selective. You will hear the parts that confirm your view and filter the rest. Second, you need a physical anchor. Patient hearing is as much about your body as your mind. If you're tense, leaning forward aggressively, or holding your breath, your nervous system is already in reactive mode. Before any difficult exchange, find a way to lower your physical state of alert. A few slow breaths, a deliberate relaxing of the shoulders, a conscious decision to sit back rather than forward. These are not soft habits. They are practical preparation. The six-step process for staying present when it matters most. Step 1. Set your intention before you enter the room. Decide, before the conversation starts, that your primary goal for the first 2 minutes is only to listen. Not to respond. Not to correct. Not to defend. Just to take in what the other person is saying. This single intention changes your mental posture before a word is spoken. Write it down if it helps. My job first is to understand, not to answer. That small act of commitment makes the discipline easier to hold when the pressure arrives. Step 2. Regulate your breathing as the tension rises. When you feel your body tightening, your thinking is already beginning to narrow. The fastest intervention is your breath. Breathe in for 4 counts, out for 6. Do this twice, without making it obvious. This is not a meditation exercise. It is a physiological interrupt. The extended exhale activates your parasympathetic nervous system and physically lowers your state of alert. You will not feel perfectly calm, but you will have enough space to keep listening instead of reacting. Teams who understand the signs of amygdalar hijack destroying synergy in real time will recognize exactly what this step is counteracting. Step 3. Silence your internal rebuttal. This is the hardest step, and I want to be direct about it. While someone is speaking, most of us are composing our reply. We hear a sentence we disagree with, and our mind immediately begins building the counterargument. From that moment forward, we are no longer truly listening. We are awaiting. The script for this step is internal. Stop building your reply. There will be time for that. Right now, just here. Say it to yourself, firmly, when you notice the rebuttal forming. You are not suppressing your thoughts permanently. You are deferring them by 60 seconds. That is all it takes. Step 4. Track what is said and what is left unsaid. Patient hearing is not passive reception. You're actively looking for two things while the other person speaks: the surface complaint and the underlying concern. A colleague who says, "You never loop me in on decisions," may be expressing frustration about a specific meeting. Or they may be communicating something deeper that they feel undervalued, sidelined, or distrusted. The surface content and the real message are often different. Your job, at this stage, is to notice both without yet deciding which is which. A useful internal question. What does this person most need me to understand right now? That question keeps you tracking meaning rather than simply waiting for your turn. Step 5. Reflect before you respond. Before you speak, use a brief reflective phrase. This does two things simultaneously. It confirms to the other person that they have been heard, and it gives you another few seconds to ensure your response comes from clarity, not defensiveness. Use phrases like, "So what I'm hearing is," or "Let me make sure I've got this right," or simply, "It sounds like the main concern is." This is not agreement. It is acknowledgement. There is a significant difference, and the other person usually feels it. A reflected statement lowers the temperature of a difficult exchange faster than almost any other technique I have used in 6 decades of practice. Step 6. Respond with precision, not volume. When you finally speak, say less than you want to. High-stakes moments tempt people to over-explain and over-defend. Both make you sound less confident, not more. Identify the one most important thing you need to communicate. Say it clearly and directly. Then stop. For example, "I hear that you felt excluded from that decision. That was not my intention, and I want to understand more about where that came from." That is complete. It is confident. It is specific. And it leaves room for the conversation to move forward rather than escalating. This approach pairs well with the guidance in how to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team's synergy, which covers the opening moves in more detail. Adapting patient hearing for remote and hybrid settings. The 6 steps above apply in any setting, but remote conversations add a specific layer of difficulty. You cannot rely on physical presence to regulate the room. You cannot read body language fully through a screen, and the absence of natural conversational rhythm online makes reactive interruptions far more likely. In remote high-stakes conversations, apply 2 adjustments. First, turn your camera on and position yourself so your face and upper body are clearly visible. Your deliberate posture, open expression, and attentive gaze communicate patient hearing visually, even through a screen. The other person needs to see that you are present. Second, use deliberate verbal acknowledgements more frequently than you would in person. A nod or an attentive silence reads clearly face to face. It can look like disconnection on a video call. Short, non-interruptive sounds or phrases like "I follow" or "yes, I hear" that maintain the signal that you are fully engaged. This is especially relevant if you're working through challenges like how to respond when a team member shuts down during a synergy critical conversation, where every signal of presence counts. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What people get wrong when they try to listen patiently. 3 patterns come up again and again, and I have made every one of them myself. The mistake: performing patience rather than practicing it. Why it happens: you're nodding, making eye contact, appearing to listen, but internally you're already three sentences ahead. What to do instead? Use step three actively. When you notice your mind composing a reply, name it internally and return your attention to the speaker's words. Presence is a continuous act, not a posture you sit and hold. The mistake: paraphrasing too quickly before the other person has finished. Why it happens? You think you have understood, so you reflect it back to show you were listening. What to do instead? Wait for a natural pause or a complete thought before reflecting. Interrupting with a paraphrase, even a generous one, tells the other person that you decided they were finished before they were. Let the full message land first. The mistake: treating patient hearing as a technique to win the argument later. Why it happens? You listen carefully so you can dismantle what was said more effectively once it is your turn. What to do instead? Approach the exchange with genuine curiosity. Ask yourself what you might learn from this person's perspective, even if their delivery is poor. Listening for understanding, not ammunition, produces a fundamentally different conversation. You will also find it far easier to sustain. The guidance in why avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy is relevant here. Genuine listening is what makes difficult conversations productive rather than destructive. Your pre-conversation patient hearing checklist. Use this before any high-stakes exchange. Print it, keep it on your phone, or read it quietly in the 2 minutes before the conversation starts. Number 1. Have I set a clear intention to listen first and respond second? Number 2. Have I taken at least 2 slow, regulated breaths to lower my physical state of alert? Number 3. Do I know the difference between understanding this person and agreeing with them? Am I genuinely open to the first without requiring the second? Number 4. Am I prepared to sit with discomfort if the other person says something I find unfair or difficult? Number 5. Do I have a reflective phrase ready, so I can acknowledge before I respond? Number 6. Have I committed to saying less than I want to when it is my turn to speak? Number 7. Is my body language open, shoulders back, posture settled, face neutral and attentive? Run through this list honestly. If a question catches you, spend 30 seconds with it. That is not overthinking. That is preparation. The master method for high-stakes synergy conversations uses a similar pre-conversation preparation framework, and its principles complement this checklist directly. Raising the skill over time. Patient hearing is a practice, not a switch you flip. The first time you consciously apply this process, it will feel effortful. You will notice your mind pulling towards reaction. You will probably slip on step three at least once. That is not failure. That is exactly how a skill develops. After each difficult conversation, spend 2 minutes reviewing it. Ask yourself, at which step did my attention start to drift? Did I reflect before responding, or did I jump straight to my reply? Did I say more than I needed to? The answers are your training ground for the next exchange. Over time, patient hearing becomes less an act of discipline and more a natural posture, one that the people around you will come to trust and respect. For raising concerns within a team context without disrupting the trust, how to raise a concern in a team meeting without disrupting synergy gives you the corresponding skill on the speaking side. Patient hearing and clear speaking are two roots of the same tree. Strengthen both, and your high-stakes conversations will become something you approach with confidence rather than dread. These patient hearing tips will not make difficult conversations easy, but they will make you the person who handles them well. Frequently asked questions. What are patient hearing tips for difficult conversations? Patient hearing tips are practical techniques for staying fully present and listening without reacting during high-pressure exchanges. They include pausing before responding, silencing your internal rebuttal, and using deliberate body language to signal openness. Together, they help you hear what is actually being said. How do you practice patient hearing with a difficult person? Start by deciding, before the conversation begins, that your job in the first 2 minutes is only to listen. Breathe slowly, keep your body open, and resist the urge to interrupt or correct. The more hostile the person, the more your calm presence changes the temperature of the exchange. Why is patient hearing so hard in high-stakes moments? Because your brain perceives a verbal attack as a physical threat and prepares you to fight or flee. That automatic response floods your body with adrenaline, narrows your thinking, and makes staying still feel impossible. Patient hearing requires you to override a biological reflex, which takes real preparation. What is the difference between patient hearing and just staying quiet? Staying quiet is passive. Patient hearing is active. You're tracking meaning, noticing what is said and what is left out, managing your own reactions, and preparing a grounded response. Silence without engagement produces nothing. Patient hearing produces understanding you can actually use. Can patient hearing tips help when someone is being aggressive or unfair? Yes, especially then. When someone is aggressive, a reactive response escalates the situation immediately. Patient hearing slows the exchange, signals confidence rather than weakness, and often causes the other person to lower their intensity. It gives you time to respond from a position of strength, not panic. How long does it take to get good at patient hearing? You will notice improvement in your first few intentional attempts. Real consistency takes months of deliberate practice across different people and pressures. Like any communication skill, the quality of your listening deepens over time as you build the habit of pausing before you react. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.